Weeks after devastating floods, the Philippines is still underwater. New Hindu radical groups are forming, threatening the church in India. And kids find new life at camps in Cuba. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Four back-to-back typhoons in a month left tens of thousands of Filipinos living in flooded villages and towns. Accessibility in the northern areas remains a serious issue, with areas cut off by damaged bridges and landslides. ION Network's Rody Rodehaver.
Some people had 5 feet of water in their homes. Our office had over 5 feet of water, and all of our equipment was destroyed, not to mention all of the children that we work with in our child sponsorship program. 95% of them were affected by the storm.
Repairs had been underway when the fourth storm struck, undoing everything that had been done.
God is still working there, and people are finding out that the church is there to help everybody, and it's opening doors to share the gospel. More importantly, it allows people to work together under the banner of Christ.
Their teams are still providing emergency survival kits. They need more help. Our website will show you how. Meanwhile, Hurricane Ida battered the eastern coast of Nicaragua last week before decreasing to a tropical depression. Food for the Hungry's Kim Brown says the storm hit without warning.
It caught most people totally off guard, and we've had very heavy rains, particularly in that part of the country.
Flash floods triggered by the hurricane have destroyed homes and schools. Brown says the ministry's plan of action will imitate last year's response to Hurricane Felix.
That included things like emergency food, roofing materials, helping with shelters, helping people get back on their feet.
FH provided tangible help to the victims through food and shelter, as well as emotional and spiritual aid through counseling. Brown says their current response will be similar in design. She's asking you to pray that the victims
understand how the body of Christ extends throughout the world, and that there are brothers and sisters who are lifting them up in prayer and asking our Heavenly Father to protect them, to care for them, to love them in ways that they can feel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Hostile conditions against Christians in India are strengthening. New extremist Hindu groups are emerging in states where anti-conversion legislation exists. Also, radicals are pushing for an amendment to India's constitution. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says,
what Satan is trying to do here is preventing the church from helping people, preventing the church not just from conversions, but also from extending any kind of physical help. Because anytime you help someone, that could be called an inducement.
Christians walk a fine line in holistic evangelism. Inducement charges disrupt ministry and sometimes prevents new converts from practicing their faith. However, Straver says,
there are some things that Christians can do which the government officials really cannot oppose. We have a literacy project. And this is such a popular outreach that local officials simply accept it.
Even more information is available at our website. And while human rights issues continue to be an issue in Cuba, Christians are seeing relative freedom. Ken Leggett with WorldServe Ministries just returned from that communist nation and says a camping ministry is doing well.
WorldServe's been working in Cuba on several different camping properties over the past year or so. Two of these are located in the Hoguin province. One camp that we went to, 80% of the kids that attended became Christian.
With that kind of response, no wonder WorldServe wants to help Christian camping ministry. Leggett says they want to help with hurricane damage and sponsorship.
$5 will send a kid per camp per day, and that's to help subsidize some of the feeding expenses of the children who are camping, as well as the transportation for the vehicles to get them there. Our goal over the next 5 years would be to send 10,000 kids to camp, and we're looking at 1,000 in year one for that.
Leggett says the church is growing. Your prayer and financial support are needed. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.